Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
All right, it's finally happened. That first major cold front has come through. It's the end of October. And finally, last night, it came. Yes, last night, that first major cold front finally came through. We've been, you know, in the 90s. You know, the other day, it was 90-something. I mowed the lawn. It was 91 degrees. You know, I'm just out there sweating. I've been sweating all summer. It's still summer, I thought, you know, although it was, you know, late October, and I was still sweating. But finally, oh, man, it broke. And it was actually cold this morning. I had my ceiling fan on. I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning shivering. I shut off the ceiling fan. I walked out in the backyard. I stuck my face out in the backyard, and it was cold. I said, oh, my goodness, fall is here. Fall is here. Oh, well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek, and I'm in a new studio chair, and it doesn't creak. You're not hearing creaking sounds. The old studio chair is right back there. Hey, let's see if I can make the old chair creak. Hear the old chair? I'm just touching it. It's creaking. I'm in the new chair, and it's really strange. I went to have lunch with my chiropractor, and right next door to Vinny's Pizza was this place called The Hole in the Wall. And there was this chair. They had a bunch of stuff out in front of the store. And there was this chair. And I walked up. I said, how much for that chair? And, you know, I'd have to ask the boss. I said, I'd tell him I want a really darn good price. I didn't say darn. And so the boss lady comes out. My goodness, was she delightful. She was just so delightful. She goes, I'll give you a really good price. I said, what's the really good price? She goes, I'll sell you that chair. And it's a really nice office chair. I mean, it's just delightful. Not the color I would choose, but, you know, it's nice. She said, $25. I said, will you take 20? You know, me, I just, you know, she goes, yeah. Hand her a $20 bill and grabbed the chair and threw it in the back of the truck and went in to Vinny's Pizza, where I actually had a cheeseburger that was delicious. And Clark had egg, my chiropractor had eggplant parmesan, which was absolutely delightful. And then ex-wife number two came by. You know, she saw my truck. She comes by. She lives right near there. She pops in, and she had some kind of pasta dish, which she said was delightful. So that was a nice lunch. Anyway, I get this email every year this time. I've got about 5 of them. So let's address it, shall we? Michael, what do I do with all the leaves I've raked up? You take them out and put them in bags and have them hauled away. No, I mean, that is one option. And by the way, that's what I do, except we don't have our leaves in the fall. We have our leaves in the spring. Long story, it's a Florida thing. I don't know. Don't judge me. But anyway, that's what I do. But let me tell you what Red DeFriest used to do. When I lived in Michigan, we lived in a beautiful place called Mill Lake. There was Big Mill Lake and there was Little Mill Lake. And we lived in between the two in a nice house, 5-bedroom, 1-bath. Yeah, that's the way they did them, 5-bedroom, 1-bath house. And we had a rental house beside it that we would rent out in the summertime by the week for people who wanted to come stay at the lake. And then there was another house that we also owned. But right behind us was Red DeVriest and his wife. I forget her name. And they had a grandson who lived with them. His name was Bo. And anyway, he had a lot of trees, and he would make Bo rake up all the leaves. Now, we raked up all the leaves also. Let me tell you what my dad did with the leaves. My dad had a section out in the backyard where we piled all the leaves, and then he poured gas on them and set them on fire, and we burned all the leaves down. I mean, that's what we did out in the country. Well, Red had a vegetable garden, and Red made, you know, made compost out of leaves. I got to tell you something. Making compost out of leaves is very difficult. They take forever to break down. They really do. I mean, you add other stuff. You know, you'd throw banana peels out. You'd throw lettuce, stuff like that. You'd throw, you know, anything into his compost pile. But it was, you know, all those leaves. He had a big piece of property like we did. And all those leaves. And he had a fence around his compost pile. Not a big, you know, it's just a little cheap fence thing that he built around his compost pile. And here's what he did. He went up to Thayer's farm. Thayer's had a farm up the hill and around the corner. And he would take his truck up there and he would load up with cow poop, you know, dried out cow poop. And he would take the dried out cow poop and he would throw it on top of the leaves. And then any fertilizer he had laying around, in addition to that, he would throw that on the leaves. Now, understand, he's doing this in the fall. And nothing's going to happen to those leaves until next year. But I'm going to tell you something. When spring finally came, and by the way, my late mom used to really complain about the smell of the cow poop. And it was kind of bad, but, you know, we're good neighbors. You know, we just kind of go on from there. But in the spring, as soon as it started to warm up good, that cow poop and that fertilizer activated, and it just melted those leaves. And there was a lot of leaves, and it would just melt it down into the most wonderful compost. And, I mean, you just would not believe how good that compost was. And he had it was one of my very first experiences with compost. And I've always been a big fan of composting. And I think it was all from Red DeVriest, who had this giant compost pile. And most of it was leaves from the yard. And I remember my dad would, you know, we'd have a big pile of leaves. And my dad would go out there and he would just pour gas on it. He'd just take a gas can, pour gas on it. And then he'd take a cigarette lighter, which was a Zippo. And he would hold it down there, which I thought was dangerous as could be. And all of a sudden, it just go poof, just giant, you know, whoa. That was back when gas, by the way, cost 25 cents a gallon. And it would just set on fire. And it didn't take long for all the leaves just to kind of burn. And they would crackle and they would have this obnoxious smell as they burned. And it was, you know, and I remember one year that he did that, my mom had laundry out. In the backyard on the line because, you know, nobody had dryers back then. We had a dryer, but my mother never used it because she had always had a clothesline. Always had a clothesline. When my dad bought her a dryer, she didn't use it until the dead of winter. Then she'd use it. But, you know, this was the fall. She still liked the, and she had a whole bunch of clothes out there. My dad went out there, and I think my dad had a beer or two. I don't know. I'm just trying to remember. And he went out there, and him and his buddy, Ed Grice, went out there, and they poured gas all over the leaves and lit it. And Mom was furious. She had to rewash all the clothes because all of the clothes smelled like burnt leaves. It was, oh man, she was mad. But you know, that's another story. That would have been a good time to use the dryer. So that is one thing you can do. You can compost. It's going to take a long time. You can do what my dad did, which was a lot of fun, which is put them in a big pile, pour some gas on them, and set them on fire. I don't think that's legal anymore in many areas. Of course, we lived out into the country. Or you can do what I do and bag them all up and haul them out to the street and let the city take them away. Those are your options. And there is yet another option. And I did this at the old house. I remember when I first got my my Toro personal pace mower, and I had the I had it set up as a mulching mower. I said, well, you know what? I'm not going to rake the leaves. We had a big oak tree out in the front yard. I said, I'm not going to rake the leaves. I'm going to go over them with the mulching mower. You know, I said, I'm just going to do that. You know, grass wasn't growing that much. I'm just going to go and mow the leaves and turn them into mulch. And I did that, and it actually worked. It ground them up. I got to tell you, the smell was, again, kind of, you know, the smell just sort of came back into my head. It was the smell of burning leaves, but they weren't burning. They were just being chopped up in my mulching mower. And then they all were in the grass, all chopped up. And I said, well, that's pretty good. You know, that's pretty good. My neighbors thought I was weird, but I am weird. But I did that. But then I went out and I looked, and all the ground up leaves are just sitting there, and you can just see them. You know, they're very, very small. They're not as big as the leaves, but they're just sitting there, and they weren't biodegrading. I solved that by doing an application of 24-5-11 fertilizer and watering it in for the fall fertilizer. And that helped, but it's still, I had that dark looking stuff there until springtime, until things warmed up again. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crose. I hope you're having a terrific, absolutely terrific day.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years' experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
People naturally assume then said that since I am the Garden Geek, and by the way, I am the Garden Geek, and welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Crowe, the Chief Geek. Anyway, people naturally assume that because I dig in the dirt and I plant stuff and I'm out mowing my own yard, and I trim my trees and I prune and all of these things, people naturally assume that I have this superpower of being able to fix mowers and chainsaws and anything having to do with an internal combustion engine. They think that I know how to fix all of this stuff, and I don't. I just hate to confess to you that I don't. You know, that's why my edger is electric. My weed trimmer is electric. My chainsaw is electric. What else do I have? Electric hedge trimmers. The only thing that runs on an internal combustion engine is my mower. And, you know, that's it. That's the only thing I have that runs on a motor. And, you know, my dad had a power edger, a gas-powered edger, a gas-powered weed eater. You had to mix the gas in, all of that stuff. Not me. I want my life to be simple. I just want to go out there and push the button and it goes. I got a spray tank that used to have I have a 30 gallon spray tank that used to have an internal combustion motor that ran a pump. I replaced it with an electric pump. So easy. Go out there and you hit the switch and pump goes on. I like my life to be easy and relaxing and dull and unexciting. Okay, much like a Carpenter's album. But anyway, didn't she have a voice, though? Gotta tell you, she had a voice. Anyhow, back to what I'm saying. Neighbor down the street who I do not know. I do not know this neighbor. This neighbor is a female. This neighbor is an attractive female. This neighbor is probably 10 years younger than me. She comes, and I'm out in my front yard doing some work. And she comes down, and she goes, "You're Michael." I said, "I am." And she goes, "My name's Sylvia." I said, "Hi, Sylvia." And she says, "I need your help." I said, "I'm here to help." Come to find out, she's an undercover cop. I didn't know that. I used to see her down the street. I didn't know who she was. She's an undercover cop. And so she says, "By the way, did you know that we have a murder in our neighborhood that is awaiting trial for, you know?" I said, "Yeah, I heard about that from the other police officer that lives on the street." And she goes, "Yeah, did you know?" I said, "Yeah, I know. That was my phone. I thought I'd put my phone on silent. Anyway, she says, "I need your help." And I figured it's gardening related. I go down there, and she, you know, in her backyard, she has a branch that fell down from the tree. And she goes, "I got a chainsaw. I just can't make the thing work." And she's got a little, she had a gas-powered chainsaw. And she couldn't get it started.
And I was first of all, I'm impressed that she had a chainsaw. Second of all, I was impressed with the fact that she was going to go out and saw up that, you know, that rather large branch in her backyard. She goes, it actually fell during the storm. She goes, I've just been so busy, I haven't had a chance to get to it. And this is the, you know, this is the day I'm getting to it. I said, good. And so she said, by the way, it's so weird to live on a street with a, okay. And the person is not really the murderer, didn't pull the trigger, but is, what do they call it, an accessory to the fact. I mean, it's really gross. It's just, oh, anyway, and I live on this, on my street, hopefully, you know, not for long, because I'm supposed to go to trial here and go away, hopefully. But it was in all the papers, and I didn't know any of this. Anyway, getting back to the lady with the chainsaw. And she just naturally assumed that I could fix the chainsaw. And I couldn't fix the chainsaw. I said, I'm sorry, I can't. She goes, well, I really don't have time to get this fixed. I said, I have a chainsaw. She goes, you have a chainsaw? I said, yes, I have a chainsaw. She knew I had a chainsaw. Yeah, because I was out, you know, sawing up stuff. And so I said, let me go get my chainsaw. I went down and I got my chainsaw and my extension cord. And I came down and I rounded the corner to the back of her house. And, you know, I'm feeling really good, man. Here's this attractive, you know, nice woman. I'm very attracted. I'm going to go help her, you know, and she's going to borrow my chainsaw. Walk around the corner, and she sees that it's an electric chainsaw. You could tell the body chemistry. You could tell the look on her face. You could tell it was like, you know, I don't know what it was like. I guess it would be like internet dating, and you read the profile, and then, you know, the person shows up, and the person is not like what you expected. And when I rounded the corner of the back of her house with my electric chainsaw with the extension cord, I could just see this look on her face. And the chemistry was gone. I'm just going to say, I'm not on my part. The chemistry was just gone. She goes, how do you use this thing? It's an electric chainsaw. You have an electric chainsaw. I said, well, you got to plug it in. So she takes it and she plugs it in. She opens up the back door to her garage, goes and plugs it in. And I said, it works just like the gas powered chainsaw, except you're not pulling anything. And all you do is push the button and it goes. And I sawed off a little limb for her. She goes, let me try that. And she tried it. She goes, well, thank you very much. I'll bring it back to you when I'm done. And it was just, I totally lost the whole gig because I had an electric chainsaw. And she brought it back. She was very polite. She goes, I oiled it for you. I said, thank you very, very much. And off she went. So I guess here's dating tip number one. And who am I to give dating information on a gardening show? But if you're trying to impress a really attractive woman, don't bring down your electric chainsaw. Make sure you got a gas-powered one. That was my lesson for the day. That's what I, you know, did learn. I will say my electric chainsaw did a much better job than her gas chainsaw did, because I saw all of the chopped up wood that she drug out to the street that I would have helped her. I would have, you know, but, you know, she judged me by my chainsaw. She judged me by my electric chainsaw. And at first I was sad about that. And then I thought about it and I said, no, I like my electric chainsaw. I like all my electric tools. It makes my life easy. You know, it makes my life easy. Yes, dull and unexciting, much like a Carpenter album. And I think this woman probably wanted to listen to the Eagles. And so that was the end of that story. Anyway, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. You can email me your questions at michael.kroos, C-R-O-S-E, at gmail.com. That's michael.kroos@gmail.com. I get a lot of emails every week. I don't know why, and I don't even give out the email address all that much. Hope you're having a great day. Take care, everybody.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
You know, I think I'm ready for an adventure. How's that? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek here in the garden. I'm not in the garden. I confess. I'm in my studio with my new chair that doesn't squeak, with my new microphone, with my mixing board all hooked up, and my absolutely brand new, newest version of Adobe Audition. Recording the radio show on a beautiful fall day. Fall finally happened here. I'm telling you, fall finally happened. I live in West Central Florida, and, you know, a week ago was in the 90s. Okay, this is the end of October, for crying out loud. My air conditioning has been on all summer long, all fall long. I just shut the air conditioner off yesterday. Man, you know, that first cold front that you wait for usually comes first week in October. Usually sometimes comes in late September. But it finally came. Now, I got to tell you, I got a former neighbor that used to live across the street. His name's Bob. Bob's a great guy. Bob's 72 years old. Bob was married. Wonderful wife. He had kids, adult kids, an adult daughter that lived with her. She was in her 30s. She lived there. And a couple of years ago, she moved up to the Suwannee River area that I'm very familiar with. And she bought a cabin on the river in an acre and a half of ground. Bob went up there and bought 10 acres right across the street and said, you know, we're going to retire there. Well, then his wife got sick and she had cancer. And he knew that she was not long for the world. It was very sad. She was a delightful lady, just an absolute delightful lady. And then he just sort of made this decision one day, just out of his mind, he just made this decision. And he says, I'm taking Connie up to the property on the Suwannee River, across from the Suwannee River. He had a couple of motorhomes that he owned that he had taken up there. He said, we're just going to go up there. And we're going to live up there. You know, we can stay in one of the motorhomes until we build a house or do whatever we're going to do. But we're going to do that. And he put his house on the market and sold it in 3 days. Sold it cheap. Sold it very, very cheap. And he sold it furnished. And he had, by the way, Bob's house, he had redone it from the top to the bottom. And he had beautiful furniture. And he sold his house very inexpensively because he wanted it done now. And him and his wife moved up there and actually moved in with the daughter. You know, she had lived with them for years. They moved in with her. And there they were. And Bob's up there out in the country just enjoying himself to no end. And unfortunately, not terribly long after, Connie passed. And, it was a sad day. And it was a sad time for him. And a couple of months went by. And I would stay in touch with Bob. You know, Bob was a good friend. Bob was a great neighbor and just a really good guy. So I would stay in touch with him and his daughter. You know, I'd call up and check on her one day. And he says, I called up one day, and I'd talked to him like 2 weeks before, and he had just built a chicken coop. He said, you ought to see this chicken coop. He took a picture, sent me a picture of a chicken coop that he built. It was the coolest chicken coop I had ever seen. Just the absolute coolest chicken coop I had ever seen. And it looked as though he was like building a life up there. And I was delighted for him. He had been taking care of Connie for a number of years. And, you know, it had been, and God love Connie, but it had been hard on him. And as a matter of fact, I had to take him to the hospital one time because he thought he was having a heart attack from all of the stress of all of this. And as it turns out, it was an anxiety attack. But, you know, his daughter came down and stayed with him for a while and took care of Connie while Bob kind of got organized. Anyway, Bob's up there and he just seems to be building a life. And then I called him back, you know, I don't know, 2 weeks later. Oh, I had a technical question. He's real good at fixing stuff. And I wanted to call him and ask him about, you know, a problem that I was having and get advice. And on my ice maker, of all things, on my ice maker in my refrigerator. And I called him up and he goes, hey, guess what? I said, what? He goes, I'm going to give you a web page. I want you to go to it. So he gives me this web page. I'm not going to share the web page with you because it's kind of a web page just for his friends. But he says, you're going to see my new adventure. And I just happened to be in front of the computer when I was talking to him. So I plugged in the web page. And I'll be darned if him and his daughter were not moving to Alaska. I said, you're what? He goes, we just bought a house out there. We bought a house on 2.5 acres overlooking this bay. And I said, you're kidding. And he gives me the address. He goes, Zillow it. So I did. And there's pictures of this house that is, you know, it's a house that's kind of like a gutted house. There was a lot of 2x4s. There's pictures inside. But it overlooked this beautiful bay. He goes, we are moving out there. He says, I just bought a school bus. I bought a 40-foot enclosed trailer, and, you know, we've got this great big pickup truck that we're going to carry the trailer with. And behind the school bus, we're going to drag one of our campers, a large camper, and we're going to live in it until we get out there. He says, we're putting all of our belongings in the school bus and in the 40-foot trailer, enclosed trailer. And we are moving to Alaska. I'm 72 years old. I'm going to have a new adventure in my life. And off we go. And he has this webpage where he posts. By the way, within a week, they had packed up. He had bought the 40-foot enclosed trailer. He had bought the school bus. They had packed up and they left. They made it as far as Georgia, and the rear end of the trailer went out. So they had to stay there for a while and get the rear end rebuilt and fixed and all that. But they... And now they're out in Alaska where they're having high temperatures in the 30s and 40s, which he's an old Florida boy. He's lived in Florida a long time, so is his daughter. And the house is unlivable, so they're staying in their camper trailer. They hope to get into their house this week. They've been in there insulating it and getting the heat working and all of this stuff. And he's just the happiest I've ever seen him, because he's having a new adventure in life. And he called me the other day with 80 gardening questions for Alaska. And you're saying, okay, garden geek, what do you know about Alaska gardening? Well, I used to be on a station in Alaska, and I had a big following out there, and I had a bunch of people who used to send me pictures of how they would build these little heat houses and how they would build these little heat boxes to preserve plants further into fall and to get things started early in the spring. And I went and I found, they were all on an old hard drive, all these pictures. And I went and found it and I hooked it up and I emailed Bob all of the pictures of all of these things up there. And he's all excited now because they're going to grow their own food. But first they have to survive their first winter in Alaska. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, I'm not as old as Bob, not terribly far behind, but I'm not as old as Bob. Do I want a new adventure? I'm not moving to Alaska. Okay. I might want a new adventure. I might want to move farther south. I used to own some property in Southwest Florida that we were going to move to in the 90s until my sister got sick and that all changed. And I eventually sold the property, but maybe, I don't know. I've always wanted to grow palms. It's a long-term investment. It's a long process. But, you know, and it's not revenue-generating up front. But I don't know. I'm thinking maybe I want to move down to Southwest Florida, out in the boonies, and grow palms. Am I too old for this? I'm, I've, you know, I've, I've been wanting to do it for years, but I, you know, I had family to raise. I had family to take care of. I had to take care of my sister for 3 years until she passed. And then I was the one that was in charge of mom, and mom passed 10 years ago. And here I am. And I'm sitting here thinking, is it time for a new adventure? Is it time to go do something else? I have Zach that lives here, my son, Tyler that lives here, my son, Jamie that lives here, my son, my daughter lives out west, and my other son, with all my grandchildren, live in other states. It just might be time. You never know. Tell me what you think. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
You became a nurse for a lot of reasons. You care about people and you love taking care of them. Being a nurse is who you are. But today, many medical facilities require nursing candidates to have bachelor's degrees. So you're probably going to want to have that degree. But you work. You may have a family. How can you possibly fit getting your bachelor's degree in your already tight schedule? With the online RN to BSN bridge program at Independence University, our online learning model helps you balance your work, your family, and your desire to move up in your nursing career. Class sizes are small and personal, and we're 100% focused on helping you through the program so you can earn your degree. An IU's online RN to BSN program is accredited by the Commission on Collegiate Nursing Education. Our goal is to help you achieve your goals. Independence University's online RN to BSN program. Call now.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm going on a camping trip? I don't camp. I do not camp. Here's what I consider roughing it. I remember once when I was going on a cruise years ago, the former Mrs. Gross and I went with another couple on a cruise that left out of Fort Lauderdale. And the cruise was leaving in the morning. We went down the night before. I didn't make the hotel reservations. My friends made the hotel reservations, and we actually spent the night in Fort Lauderdale in a Motel 6. That's what I consider roughing it, and it was rough. I'm going to tell you, there was no mints on the pillows. It was rough, okay? It was rough, and they didn't have enough pillows. But I'm actually, the week before Thanksgiving, I'm going on a camping trip with friends on a state park, and we're going to stay in a pop-up camper. How is that? And we're going hiking, and we're going to do all kinds of stuff. I'm going on a camping trip. I have not been on what you would call an official camping trip since the boys were in Boy Scouts. And when I'm talking about the boys, I'm talking about the two oldest boys who are now 37 and 35. They were Boy Scouts. And I went on a camping trip with them. I was a Boy Scout. I used to go camping all the time when I was a kid. But here I was an adult, and I went camping on a camping trip with my boys and slept in a tent on the ground. And it was just really exciting. And it was absolutely, in my mind, I'm sitting there saying, okay, I'm an adult now, and I don't need to do this anymore. But I did it for them. I actually went on about three or four camping trips with them in scouting. And for me, thank heavens, they lost interest in scouting. So that ended that. But I'm actually going on a camping trip, and I'm going on a nature hike that is actually being led by someone who is a botanist, who is an expert in edible wild plants. And we're going out. That's what and by the way, I'm paying to do this. I mean, you know, in addition to paying to camp, I'm paying a fee to be with this botanist who's going to take us all out and teach us about edible plants that live in nature. And she says in her promotional material that I just got to look at after I paid for everything, you know, after I paid, I agreed to go on the trip. And, you know, I said, yes, I'm ready for new experiences in my life. So I agreed to go, and they said, oh, this is how much it costs. I said, okay, here. So then I finally got the brochure printed on recycled paper,
doesn't have a website, by the way. This lady, who is the botanist, does not have a website, has paper brochures printed on recycled paper. And she said that there's no need. This is what she says in her brochure. There is no need whatsoever at all to go to the grocery store. You can live on plants in nature. And by the way, she looks like she's in her 50s, looks like she weighs about 90 pounds, looks very unhealthy in her pictures. This is just me. I mean, just, you know, needs to eat a cheeseburger or something, you know. But she's going to take us on this hike. We're going to gather enough edible food on this hike for us to eat the evening meal. And then part of the whole thing is she's going to help us prepare the evening meal. Now, I'm just here to tell you, I'm going to go into this with an open mind. But I did tell my friends that are taking me on this thing that you know, that invited me to go, that I've got a cooler and I'm probably going to put a ribeye steak or two in that cooler and a couple of potatoes that I will wrap in foil and jam with butter and all of that. And, you know, I will have, you know, happily grill those steaks out there to eat. But they've made me promise not to do that. They've asked me to promise not to do that. I haven't promised not to do that. But I'm actually going to go out and do this. Well, I'm talking to my daughter, and I'm telling her about this. She goes, Dad, she goes, I've been doing that for years. She goes, you used to send me to camp at Cedar Kirk, which I did. My daughter is 31 years old now. But I used to send her to this Christian camp called Cedar Kirk, and they have cabins and it's real nice, but she never did that thing. I mean, she did that like once or twice. They had something called survival camp, and my daughter is fearless. She would go on the survival camps and she would go out and they learned how to take edible plants out of nature and eat them. She would also kill a squirrel and eat that too. But I mean, she would take edible plant, you know, that she tried to kill a wild hog once with a knife. This is the true story. She couldn't catch the thing, but she went after a wild boar to kill it with a knife so that they could all eat, you know, because they would go out on these things for 7 days. They would just, you know, take their survival gear with them. They didn't take food with them. They lived in the woods, and they did this for 7 days. She used to come back. And this is when she was a teenager, mind you. She would come back with 9,737,815 mosquito bites on her. She was afraid of nothing. But she told me, she said, you can live off of plants in nature. And she said, you can do that. And I said, you want to come go with me? She goes, no, she just had a baby, so she can't. She goes, if I didn't just have this baby, I would come and go with you on this. She goes, it sounds fun. She lives out in Kansas. But she would, you know, she said she would do that. But she says, you got to go in this with an open mind. I said, I need to go in this with my cooler with a ribeye steak and baked potato. She goes, no, you can do this. And she goes, besides that, you're fat. You can afford not to eat if it all goes to, you know, where. So middle of November, I'm going camping, and I will report to you how this is all going, because it's coming up soon. It's coming up soon. Maybe I should have paid more attention to what my daughter was doing when she was a teenager, going out on these camping trips and trying to get. Yeah, and by the way, her counselor told me that she chased a boar down with a knife and tried to kill it. Amazing. Ask the Garden Geek.
The The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.